Hello, hello. Can you hear me? It's me, Miss Pretty Please. So, I haven't done one of these little hangout audios in a minute, so I thought it'd be fun to do one. So, let's hang out. Excuse me. Hold on. Sorry about that. Okay. So yeah. Hi. How are you? How are ya? I hope you're doing good. I'm kind of in a silly mood. So this is gonna be lots of rambles and probably lots of laughing and giggles. So strap in, buckle in. Okay. So yeah. My sleep schedule is absolutely fucked. Like, it's so fucked, it's really bad. Like, it's being fucked in every hole of sleep. Let me stop. yeah, it's really bad. I don't know what to do. Like, I listen to audios, I listen to ASMR, I watch just, like, random shows on, like, Netflix until I fall asleep. And yeah, it's like I fell asleep for a little bit, and then once I'm awake, I'm just like awake, I'm up, I'm ready to go. So that's annoying. So yeah, I'm trying to fix my sleep schedule, and yeah, I guess we'll see how it goes. Excuse me, I have some cool, exciting news. So I have a lovely person who follows me, James. James made me an audio library for all my audios. So I'm gonna post that link on my profile soon, and I'm gonna pin it. And it's so awesome, and it's so great. And James, if you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Thank you. It's so perfect, and the colors are perfect. I didn't even know, like, I never made, like, a library. I know people have asked for it, and I'm like, yeah, okay. But, like, I never got to it, and James was so fucking awesome, and James made it for me. So, yes, everybody, thank James. Thank you, James. So, yeah, I'll post that soon, so you'll have easy access to all of my audios. yeah, super exciting. And what else? Sorry. I'm eating candies. I'm eating Halloween candy. I got some chocolates, and there's Reese's, Hershey's here. I already ate the Skittles and the gummy bears, and I have a few Kit Kats, so sorry if I'm, like, smacking. I'm not trying to, like, smack. Okay. Okay. A friend of mine suggested I watch a show called Dark on Netflix. And it's so fucking good. It's my jam. It's my jam. I love stuff like that. So if you're looking for some mind-bending mystery, I suggest that and watch it in its original audio, which is German. And ever since I started watching this show, like, I really want to learn how to speak German. So I think I'm going to put that on my goal list for the new year, is to learn how to speak German, because even just from watching the show, I've picked up a few words, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to learn so bad. So yeah, super cool, check it out. Yeah, I really like it. It was a great suggestion, so I'm suggesting it to you too. and the new season 3 of You just came out recently, and I'm not, I've only made it through 2 episodes so far, and I'm really, like, liking it. I don't want to give any spoilers because somebody asked me about it the other day and I basically told them every single thing that happened. They're like, why are you spoiling the show for me? I'm like, but you asked about the show. They're like, you just told me the whole plot. I'm like, but you could still watch it. I'm literally the worst. I will spoil everything. So I'm not even going to say much about it. But yeah, I feel like it's like very, I like the way it's, whoever directed it, I like the way it's directed. I like how, like you hear the main character's voice, like he's narrating and stuff. And I like that. And I like the style it's in. And the characters are really, really, really great. And the main character, Joe, you're really not supposed to like Joe, okay, right? But season two, they really set us up because I really felt for Joe. And I'm like, dude, like, I relate to this man. No. No, I don't relate to this man at all. Wait. But I'm on Team Joe right now in season three. I don't care. I'm Team Joe. And, yeah, I've just been watching Dark and, You. I think the last show I really watched, Sex Education. I haven't finished that yet. And, like, the last, like, full, like, series or show I watched, I guess it's considered anime, and, it's called, Carolyn Tuesday. I watched it, like, a few months ago, and oh my goodness, it was just, like, I wish I could watch it for the first time again, like, I don't know, that's my jam right there. I just loved it. It's so good. Well, let me calm down. I don't know what time it is for you, but it's really early for me. And I should not be this hyper. I'm not even going to say what time it is because I don't want anybody judging me. So, yeah, what shows are you watching? Are you watching anything good? You got any good recommendations for me? For us over here, leave a comment down below what you're watching. I pretty much watch anything, everything, I guess. Yeah, pretty much everything. I'm a bit of a scaredy cat, but like I like it. Like I like being a little scared, so it works out. So, I know there's this series. What is it? Everyone's talking about Squid Games. I have not watched it. Somebody has already told me everything that happens, and I'm debating whether or not to watch it. So it's one of those things where I'm like, I've seen it, I've heard about it, someone told me about it, and now I'm just like, it's like that one movie, what the fuck is it called, with the blue tiger people, or are they tigers, or I don't know, and they're like blue, and they live in, like, a special world, and then the movie took, like, a long time to make or something. Oh, my God. What is it called? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to look it up. Hold on. I bet you understand what I'm saying. Hold on. Tiger people. Movie. Okay, Google. Okay, no, that's definitely not the movie. Wait, what is it freaking called? Like, it's on. Hold on, what do I type in? Blue. Avatar. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, it's like Avatar. I feel like everyone talked about it so much and people told me about it and I felt like I watched it even though I didn't watch it. I never watched it, I never will watch it, but yeah, Squid Games is kind of like that for me, so I probably won't watch it. But have you watched Squid Games? Have you watched Avatar? Am I a weirdo for not watching Avatar? It's a sci-fi fantasy. I like sci-fi fantasy. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, Have you seen the trailer for the Batman, the new Batman movie with Rob Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz? Oh, is she even Zoe Kravitz anymore? I don't know, but she looks hot as fuck. She looks so good. Like, she's so, like, I want to cut my hair like her. Oh, she's so, woo, woo. And I don't know about Rob being Batman. I don't know. I'm curious. It looks good. It looks good. Are you going to see it? Are you going to watch it? Are you a fan? Are you not a fan? It looks good. I like DC. DC over Marvel. Is that controversial? I hope not. Are you team DC, team Marvel? Like, I enjoyed the Loki series on Disney Plus was bomb. Yeah. Super random, but I just thought about this. Does anybody know who Timothy, I don't know how to say his last name. Is it Timothy Timothy, I'm butchering his name. Timothy Charlemagne. Is he French? I thought that man was British. Come to find out he is not British. And I was like, wait, what? I don't know. I'm still like bothered about it because I swear this man was British. I swear he was. Or is it the other guy, the other bloke who is dating Zendaya? Is he British? I don't think he's even British. I don't know. Wow, what is that noise? Well, anyway. What the fuck was that? It sounded like a fucking UFO landing. Jesus. Take me away. Can I catch a ride? Caught a vibe. Okay, let me calm down. Hey, guess what? I've been compiling a small list of questions that I've received within the past couple of weeks. And yeah, I've got a little list. I keep getting asked some of the same questions, so I think some of you know this, but like for like anybody who just like found me, like hey, Q&A, surprise Q&A, spontaneous Q&A, hey. Okay, let me calm down. I'm so sorry. It's so fucking early. Why am I awake? I just want to go to sleep, but my body won't let me. My body hates me. Literally, my body hates me. Okay. All right. Q&A with Miss Pretty Please Hangout Sesh. Let's go. All right. Okay. I'm just going to go down. And the questions are in no particular order, but I've been asked these recently. All right. How old are you? I am... oh, gosh. I'm 27. But yeah. I guess people think I'm a lot younger because I act very... what's the word? Young. I just like to be super just silly and playful here because, you know, in the real world, when I'm out there in the real world, I wouldn't say I'm serious, but like I'm definitely, you know, I'm on my A game. I'm hashtag girl bossing, girls laying all the time. So I'm not super giggly and laughing all the time. Like, of course, people see that side of me, but not a whole super ton, unless they're, like, really close to me, like, my friends see this side of me, like, but, like, yeah, I'm not like this all the time, I promise, I'm not like, like, I definitely am not like this all the time, I promise, but yeah, 27 years young, hopefully hopefully I'll make it to 28. All right, what's my sign? I am a, you guessed it, Gemini. Gems get a lot of hate, man. And then when people meet me, they're like, you're a Gemini? There's no way you're a Gemini. There's something wrong with you. Or you're hiding something. I'm like, okay. But yeah, I'm a Gemini. Shout out to all the Geminis out there. Yeah. or all my air signs too, my fellow air signs. What up? I am super into astrology and the placement of the stars and all that, and I'm very much believe in all that hoopla hoop hoopla everyone believes, and I believe in the rocks and the crystals and the universe and what else? Yeah, I do believe in that. I do believe in that shit. I do. I'm one of those people. Okay, moving on. How tall am I? Sorry to burst anybody's bubble. I've been asked this a lot because apparently I look tall, but I'm not tall. I'm a shorty. I'm 5'2". Technically, I'm 5'5" because I'm usually wearing some type of high heel always. So technically, I'm 5'5" on the low, but on the real, I'm 5'2". Yes, I'm giving you all the fun facts if you didn't know them already. I think I've only ever done one Q&A ever on here in my 3 years of posting. I'm not a, I guess, like, I think it's weird to ask people and be like, oh, hey, like, ask me questions, like, I'm gonna do a Q&A. Unless people did ask me, and that's why I did the Q&A back then. But it was like a secret one too, and I like a different link and to like ask me questions and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just like, I'm down. Like, if you have questions for me, I pretty much will answer them as long as they're not like crazy or super personal. Like, I'll answer anything usually. But I do like listening to Q&As. They're super fun and it's cool because you get to know somebody more. And yeah, I do enjoy them. I don't enjoy listening to them. I don't know if I enjoy participating, but I do enjoy listening. So yeah, why am I talking like that? Let me stop. Oh my gosh. I'm so annoying. Okay, next question. Yes, I get this a lot. Where did I get my username from? My username is a nickname. I have many nicknames, and that is one of them. It's not my most used nickname, that's why I chose it. But yeah, someone gave me the nickname and I thought it was super cute and it fits me. And pretty please is my favorite phrase to use on everything and anything to get my way. So but yeah, that's why I miss Pretty Please. It was just a random nickname someone gave me. And yeah. Okay. And then the last question I have here. A lot of people did ask me. Oh wait, no, I have another one. I'll leave that one for last. Okay. What kind of audios do I enjoy listening to? Yes, I think I've said it before. I am, whoa, someone just, why are they up? Who the, I'm gonna ignore that. Where, what was I saying? What was I saying? Okay, I had to go back and listen. Jesus. Okay. I was saying, first of all, I am a listener, a follower, a supporter, a loyal subscriber. Yeah, I am first and foremost a listener. So I started out as a listener, but I still am a listener. I listen to audios all the time, whether it's on GWA, PTA, YouTube, ASMR. That's my jam. So yeah, I do listen to quite a bit of audios. And I am very particular with voices, I will say that. I really am. And I'm a little bit more pickier with, I guess, not safe for work audios, because I have a very specific kink that I'm into right now, and I pretty much can't get off to anything but that, and it's kind of annoying. I feel like I'm being like cursed or something. Because before I literally was repulsed by sex, and then all of a sudden, bam, I'm back into it. But I was blessed with a new kink. And I'm not gonna mention it because I'm still not ready to talk about it because I'm still like, I'm still embarrassed about it. Okay. I like listening to mostly safer work audios, ASMR, anything that's like super fluffy and cute and flirty and gooey gooey and good feelings and happy and, or even serious. I like serious, like dark audios too. Like, I don't really get that many dark audios around, but I do enjoy the dark ones too. But mainly the fluffy ones, the cute ones, or just like the slice of life kind of things, and whatever, girlfriend experience, boyfriend experience, I like it all. I like all the safe for work stuff. Not so safe for work audios I like listening to. I love Rumble Faps. I always have. I love just hearing people moaning. It's just, wow, it's just really something. It's just, that's it's just something like, wow, yeah. yeah, I like listening to those. I have to be in a very specific mood to like listen to like actual like not safe for work stuff. Like if someone has like a very like large storyline or like scenario, and it's hard for me to get into certain things these days, unless it's like what I'm into, which I don't see very many audios with my kink that I'm into. But I do definitely check out audios that have the tags, like M sub, F sub, like gentle, like dom, then gentle F dom, like the cuddle fucking, the whimpers, the muffled moans, and anything that's like someone's like a switch, that's a treat. And I like the vanilla stuff, the wholesome missionary stuff, and but also like being tied up and, oh my god, spanked and shit. I love the mummy tag, mommy, anything mommy related, I'm there, I'm clicking on it. I do like pet play. Don't see a lot of those, but the ones that I have seen have been so good. But yeah, I hope that answers your questions for that. And I do kind of want to make like, I think I can make requests on GWA, and I really want to request something because I have a really good idea for an audio. I kind of want to be a script writer, and I think I could totally do it. But I don't know. I don't think about it. Anyway, because this kink I have is driving me nuts. And I would like to hear more audios on it. But I'm shy. I'm too shy to tell you guys. I don't know. I'm kind of embarrassed about it. I don't know. I shouldn't. It's not something to be embarrassed about, though. It's really not. But, like, it's just new to me. And it's exciting, but also embarrassing. Okay, moving on. Okay, last question is, why did I start posting audios? Okay, I've mentioned this before in my Q&A, why I started posting audios. I'll try to not ramble too much about it. I'll try to be quick. So kind of get a trigger warning, I guess. I won't say, I'll be careful with my words. So a few years ago, I was going through a really hard time. I didn't want to be here anymore, and I just felt really trapped and alone. I felt like no one got me or understood me. I had to put up a front a lot of the times, and it was just very draining, and I'd have panic attacks every day. I was super depressed, and yeah. One night, I was gonna do something that I would have definitely regretted, and yeah, I randomly, I don't even know, it was actually a suggested video on my YouTube. I don't know why I was randomly on my laptop that night, but I was, and clicked on this video. I saw this guy with big curly brown hair, these big old thick black framed glasses, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Because his title said something very interesting that caught my attention. So I clicked it, I watched it, and yeah. This dude basically saved my life, and it was crazy. It was very, very, very weird experience, and I got close to this person, and I literally was gonna do whatever I could to basically repay this person, because I was literally right ready to just peace out, seriously. And it was insane. Yeah, I stayed. So yeah, we got really close, and he was going through some dark shit, man. Like, I don't even know where he is anymore, and we lost contact, and I fear that he's not even alive anymore, to be honest, and I try not to think about it too much because it makes me sad. But yeah, that dude helped me out, man. But yeah, we had really long conversations and stuff, and we got to know each other, and he told me some things that I should do, and he told me I should do like audios too, and he thinks that I was a very important person, and that I stayed here for a reason, and that the way that he helped me, I should help somebody else. So I decided to give it a shot, and I made my own YouTube channel, and it wasn't like popping or anything, but I had a decent amount of followers, I'm not gonna lie. I think something happened with someone commenting on my post, and it didn't go down very well with their girlfriend or something, and she got her and her posse to like bully the shit out of me, and I'm like, what the fuck, like, I'm not dealing with this. I deleted all my shit, I got off of there, I'm like, I'm not doing this. And shortly after, I ran across this guy's YouTube, and he does like really cute stuff. He's super cute. I really like him. He's just so fucking adorable. I did not get my permission to say his username, so I won't. But if I get a chance to ask him, I can like tell you who it is. I don't know. But anyway, he still posts and stuff. I follow him. I've been following him for a very long time. But I had saw his YouTube, and then through his YouTube, I found his Reddit. And then I found his GWA, his Pillow Talk, so I pretty much checked it all out, and I was like, maybe I can try talking over here, and maybe I can be helpful over here, and maybe I can have fun over here. And boom, that's how I made it over here. And my initial thought of posting, I was welcomed into the community really, really nicely. Everybody's been really good to me for a very long time, and and I guess my purpose of being here, I guess, just spread love and smiles and laughter, and just share different little experiences and spend time with people, because that's what I love to do. And if that could help somebody or change somebody, I don't know, that's what my thought process was. And it also was a way to give back. And I've been pretty successful, I will say that. And definitely through these little creative little audios I post, they've been helpful, not only to, I guess, some people, no, not I guess, I know, to people I've been helpful. It's just, it's a really great feeling, and not only helping someone else, but also these audios help me too, and help me express myself and stuff when, you know, life, get away from life, escape from life, and just be in a little magical whatever land this is, internet land. But yeah, so yeah, that's how I got here. I'm so happy I'm here. I'm so happy, you know, that I'm here with you, honestly. Life's crazy. Life's not perfect. And if it is perfect for you, then no, I'm kidding. Yeah, life's hard, man. And you just gotta keep fighting and you just gotta do what you gotta do. It's crazy. This life is crazy, man. It's crazy. It is what it is, right? But, super, super, super blessed. Feeling super blessed. For sure. For sure. And, Alright, I'm trying not to cry tonight, so let's not do that. So, without further ado, I've decided that we're gonna do a song game. I should have made it like a theme song for that, man. I don't know, I can't think right now. I can't think of anything. Anyway, we're gonna play the song game. So, if you are not into singing, or my singing, and you don't wanna hear me sing, you don't wanna... you're not in the mood for that, and you're just here for the rambles, for the vibes, this is your time to depart from this audio. We are now participating in the song game. If you've followed me for a long time, you already know what's up. And for anybody who is new, hey. And yeah, it's just a silly game I came up with. It's not really anything special. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people do it. It's just like a guessing game, guessing song game. And it actually was, I believe, the song game made its debut as my very first Pillow Talk audio, I think I did the song game as my very first Pillow Talk audio, and that was like 3 years ago. Yeah, I believe that was my first Pillow Talk audio. This is song game. Okay, and so yeah, song game. So what the song game is, it is basically I sing small bits and pieces of a few songs, and you have to guess the exact song title. It has to be the correct spelling, the correct artist or artist or band. Artist? Did I say artist or artist? I meant artist or artists. Artists. Our band. And, yeah. That's it. And then if you get all of the songs correct, you win a pony. I actually owe 2 ponies so far. I have to get on that. And, the number one rule is absolutely no cheating. You cannot cheat. And I will know if you cheat, so no cheating. Alrighty. And yeah, I'm gonna do the song game, and you can leave your guesses in the comments, and we'll see who wins a pony. So yeah, thanks for hanging. Wait. Actually, fair warning, whoever stays, or is staying, hi. I am not a professional singer. I am a shower singer. I just like to sing. And I'm not a professional. I just have fun. And I've been told my singing is very much liked. So I just thought it'd be fun to throw this in tonight. This is a very, very long audio. And if you've made it through, I love you. You are the best. But no, seriously, thank you for listening to me ramble and stuff. I hope you enjoyed. And yeah, let's talk in the comments. I missed you. I miss you guys. I miss you. I love interacting with you. So if you want to talk, let's talk in the comments. I'm super down. And yeah, song game. Let's go. Hey. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. I never thought true love we'd be making one as lovely as she. But isn't she lovely, made from love? Isn't she pretty? Truly the angel's best. Boy, I'm so happy we have been heaven blessed. I can't believe what God has done. Through us he's given life to one. But isn't she lovely, made from love? I don't have a harmonica. Why are these instrumentals so long? Trying to make moves, trying to make moves. Got milk, bitch. Got beef. Got steak hoe, got cheese, grade A hoe, not lean. Give me A1 sauce, please. These heifers got nothing on me. Steaks high, need a side of collard greens. Casseroles, everything around me, ay. Ice cream, yum. You a calf, bitch, you my daughter. I ain't bothered, get slaughtered. I'm a farmer, McDonald's. And if you need real good, it's an honor. I got steroids keeping me stronger. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow, meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I go moo. 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 Moo.
With every passing moment, thoughts of you run through my head. Every time that I'm near you, I realize that you're heaven sent me. I think you're truly something special. Just what my dreams are really made of. Let's stay together, you and me, boy. There's no one like you around. Oh, baby, I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I'm so into you. I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I'm so into you. Now you say you're lonely. You cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out my head. While you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too familiar. Told me you were through with me. Now you say you love me.